The Cuckoo's Calling, written by Robert Galbraith and read by Robert Glenister. Why were you born when the snow was falling? You should have come to the cuckoo's calling, or when grapes are green in the cluster, or at least when lithe swallows muster, for they're far off flying from summer dying. Why did you die when the lambs were cropping? You should have died at the apples dropping. When the grasshopper comes to trouble, and the wheat fields are sodden stubble, and all winds go sighing for sweet things dying. Christina G. Rossetti, A Dirge. Prologue. Is damum miser est, quis nobilitas miserius nobilitat. Unhappy is he whose fame makes his misfortunes famous. Lucius Accius, Telephus. The buzz in the street was like the humming of flies. Photographers stood massed behind barriers patrolled by police, their long-snouted cameras poised, their breath rising like steam. Snow fell steadily onto hats and shoulders. Gloved fingers wiped lenses clear. From time to time, there came outbreaks of desultory clicking as the watchers filled the waiting time by snapping the white canvas tent in the middle of the road, the entrance to the tall red brick apartment block behind it, and the balcony on the top floor from which the body had fallen. Behind the tightly packed paparazzi stood white vans with enormous satellite dishes on the roofs, and journalists talking, some in foreign languages, while sound men in headphones hovered. Between recordings, the reporters stamped their feet and warmed their hands on hot beakers of coffee.